Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Inside Your Business is made possible by iWise, the wise insurance choice for your car, home, life and more. Inside Your Business on Kaya Biz.
It is around 16:45. I'm Nastasia Arons, standing in for Gugule Tumfuphi this evening. In a world filled with uncertainties, insurance stands as a crucial tool for financial protection and peace of mind. Understanding the nuances of insurance can be both empowering and essential. So no other person to, it was rather better to have this conversation with than Nkazi Sokhulu, who is the CEO of Old Mutual iWise. Nkazi, thank you so much for your time.
Nastasia, thank you for your time. I appreciate being here.
When people think of insurance and probably various other things that come to mind, they're probably, I would say, probably a top four of things that people would assume are grudge purchases. And when you cancel them because you assume it's a grudge purchase or you don't think you need it, the consequences start unfolding at some point. But before we get into, you know, how I suppose consumers can start thinking about insurance and all that other stuff, let's talk about some of the misconceptions that you've heard over the years or that you've seen play out in your space when it comes to insurance.
No, I think it's a wonderful question. And I think the biggest misconception is around claims. Because if it's a grudge purchase, your expectation is that when I now have a issue, something has befallen me, an unfortunate event, now this policy must pay. Right? And then people encounter problems because of their particular situation. So let me give an example, Nastasia. On this one, let's talk home contents. This one shocked me the very first time I worked in insurance when I didn't realize this. When people have a situation where their home contents get stolen, get burnt down in a fire or something to that effect, they then come to an insurance company and say, okay, you had insured me for, say, 250,000 rand for all my contents. Please pay for all these items. And then the insurance company will say, okay, and what's the evidence that you ever had these items? Problems. And then the friction with the customer and the insurer is, but the customer's saying, but I've got the items. You said 250,000 rand. And the insurer's like, but I need to know what you owned. So first thing I always advise people, if you have contents, take your phone. Take a photo of everything you own in your house.
Yes.
And categorize it. So you'll say you'll go to your living room and you'll take a photo of every asset in your living room, TV, shelf, whatever it may be, and you record it. And actually, when you now have that situation, you can now show those itemized items and say, yes, so whatever happened to me, these items in my TV room were stolen, these items in my bedroom were stolen, and you can show pictures, your claim, simple, no drama. But a lot of people don't get told this. They just take out the policy. They're in a grudge situation. They're irritated. And then now it's the claim. And now that's where that friction happens. So there's a lot of these sort of things that we are trying to, as iWise, to educate customers to say, if you understand how the insurer thinks about that situation when it's claim time, the misconceptions that you speak to will die out because you now understand this is how I put myself in a position so that I don't have any issues with my insurance when I need to claim.
The one other misconception I've heard is that all insurance is the same. And I'm sure it's not.
It is absolutely not. That's why they always say terms and conditions apply. Look, there is not a lot of differences in insurance companies, but there are always nuances. So for instance, Nastasia, if I think about cars, one nuance you'll find in most insurance companies is that some speed is a very, very clear factor in which that will be considered if whether to pay a claim or not. So it will literally say in some policies, if you break the law of the land in terms of the speed, and that is what caused your accident, your claim will be declined. It will say that in, I would say, half of the policies in the market, and the other half doesn't necessarily say. But then you might say, oh, sure, maybe I should go to the half that doesn't say. Well, guess what? The premium is a lot higher.
Yes.
Right? So so you've got to watch out for things like that. So understand aspects like that, because those things impact your price, and then it impacts your ability to claim, where now you are driving at 200 kilometers an hour, as we had this morning with the particular client, and they're saying, yeah, but my car is a fast car. It can handle that speed. Right? Yes, you were breaking this law, the speed, the law of the land in terms of the speed. So those are the sort of things you need to just make sure when you take out a policy you understand, so that again you don't have a problem at claim stage.
I'm glad you brought up the idea of when you take out a policy that you understand it. And you also spoke a little bit about the terms and conditions. And generally when we get these documents in front of us, they're papers and papers of them with lots of clauses, lots of words and sentences, and some of those sentences and words fly over our heads, but we sign them anyway and we hand them over, but you didn't really understand what you wrote. But also the one thing I found was that you know, every year terms change, your premiums increase, and they send you documents. Some of us don't read those documents, so we don't know what they've changed.
I'll be honest with you, Nastasia, it's something we're all struggling with. I don't think as insurers we are necessarily doing everything we can to make sure that that process is easy for customers, it's not intensive, that they understand. So, you know, we're all working towards a better methodology of sharing that information. So for instance, one of the things we've implemented recently is pictures. So if there's a change in your policy, as you're saying, the annual renewable, the terms will try to utilize as many pictures or illustrations as possible to help you understand this is the thing that is now being introduced and here's how it actually will impact you. Because it's some of these policies I've seen, it's 200 pages of terms and conditions, and I think you and I can both agree that not a lot of people have time to read that. So I think those are the sort of things I think more and more insurers are trying to now do, is trying to introduce easier ways to consume that information. But that's also why we're doing this particular process, is we're realizing we actually have an obligation and a duty to make sure that we simplify these matters for customers, because I don't think customers have necessarily had always the greatest experience with insurance because of these things. So we do have a long way to go. But I do think we're making the right strides in the right direction.
What can consumers or those who are listening do in order to, say, safeguard their belongings in their homes and also their cars? I mean, never mind the accidents part, because accidents do happen sometimes. They're out of your control if somebody crashes into you. But the stuff that we can actually do when it comes to our belongings.
So this afternoon, we had a very unfortunate case. A client of ours has been on the books for 2 days. 2 days. And their car was stolen. Beautiful car. Beautiful machine. And even though the car, ultimately, we're realizing we need to pay a claim on this car, because the thieves stole the car, then tried to drive at a high speed to get away, and then crashed it and wrote it off. The reason why we were able to find them is because our client had installed a tracking unit in their car. So our ability, when they were now saying, my car has been stolen, to get a hold of that tracking company and say, this is the car, it then created a high-speed chase. We didn't want it to be a high-speed chase, but obviously now the criminals are realizing they were being followed, and then the car was involved in an accident. Thankfully, the criminals have been apprehended. But we're now able to, you know, say to our client, yes, fair enough, it's only been 2 days. It's a brand new car. We'll replace your car, because we were able to actually help track it down regardless of the fact that it ended in this way. So I really always say to people, make sure you install a tracking device in your car, as an example, when it comes to vehicles, as a way to protect your assets. And I think when it comes to homes, not all of us can afford alarm systems. So, you know, when I think about those things, it becomes a question of, you know, can you install some sort of a burglar bar, some sort of a sliding gate? And, you know, if you think of people who, for instance, have to leave home, that always leaves their homes exposed. So think about making sure that your neighbors are able to switch on the lights on and off when you're away. So that way you protect your belongings when you're not away, when you're not at home, even if you don't necessarily have things like security systems and the like. So those are some of the tips that can really help you preserve your assets and preserve, you know, your peace of mind.
With that said, then, am I understanding this correctly, that say, for instance, with the car situation, that there is no particular waiting period for me to be able to claim, as long as I've signed on the dotted line, I've put in all of those measures, there is a tracker, there is evidence that my car's been taken by somebody down the N1 and whatever.
Yes.
You will process my claim.
We will process the claim. This client, 2 days, we haven't even collected a premium. It's a brand new car. It's gone, and we're going to pay the claim because they've done exactly what we've asked them from the terms and conditions of the policy. They've taken out a car. They've made sure we can able to inspect the car. They've installed a tracking unit.
Yeah.
That's it. So we are obviously sad for the trauma that they've gone through. But that's what we're here to do. We're here to pay claims. As long as us and our clients have followed the exact contract we both agreed to, the claim will be paid even if we haven't collected a premium.
Speaking of premiums, the importance of making sure that your premiums are up to date and not neglecting to miss one.
It is a stressful thing for many clients. You know, we've had situations where a client is going through some really tough financial situation and then an accident occurs. Now, different insurers and such should treat this differently. Every term and condition you read in the market will say, if you don't pay your claim, if you don't pay your premiums, we will not pay your claim. And I think that's what most insurers have stuck to. But we are trying to find more, you know, understandable ways of saying, you know, what was the situation that led to this particular financial crunch? And sometimes we actually find, in our cases, with some of our clients, is they really were going through a financial crunch. They're able to show us that, look, this is the reason why I couldn't pay. Show you a bank detail, your bank statement, you realize, oh, guys, I think it's actually, let's make a concession here. Let's pay, let's ensure we collect the premiums that were unpaid and actually still honest. So it really does become a case-by-case situation. Mm. But companies are very strict about that. But we understand this is a very tough economy. Mm. So, you know, taking that very strict application is going to hurt our clients. And so we are looking at ways of trying to meet these situations and meet clients at where they are. But, you know, assume for everyone's sake that it's usually an issue that will lead to a claim being declined. So it's really, really important. If you're not able to pay your premiums, call your insurer. Mm. This is my situation. What can I do? Yeah. Can we have a partial payment? Can we delay? And you'll be amazed at how insurance companies are very comfortable to make a plan for you when you ask them.
Yeah, but also at the same time, I suppose it also means that I got to have that communication, that relationship with my insurer to tell you that, hey, I've moved apartments or I've moved homes or my car isn't really parked where it used to be a year ago because now they've done some kind of, you know, stuff around the property. So now it's parked somewhere else. It's that stuff that I got to keep letting you know what's going on.
And I promise you, I've seen cases in the claims department where some of the matters are, you're not sure about all the details, but you know what gives us confidence is that our client was telling us, this is my latest situation, please be understanding of this. And because they were proactively communicating, it always gives you a peace of mind as an insurer that you've got a client who understands their obligations and they'll be very proactive. And you as an insurer then want to make sure that you can help them in their time of need. So I really encourage you. There's no need to run. Insurers are not, they're not omashonisa. If you ask, I promise you, most of them will make a plan. And that's why we're not even trying to say IYs will do a plan. We're saying any insurer, if you really are proactive, will actually really make a plan with you.
What do you want the listeners to take away from this conversation, especially when it comes to their views, maybe on insurance or to some kind of habits they can adjust? Maybe they weren't doing things the way you're saying that they should be doing them. But what's critical and important right now?
If we focus on just driving, right? Adhere to the speed. I cannot stress this enough. People will call you and tell you, I was driving at 80. And actually, when you now investigate the situation, you realize, no, the person was driving at 180. That will lead to a rejection of your claim. Mm. Folks, I promise you, if you stick to the speed limits, you will not have issues. Stick to the speed limit. Mm-hmm. And I'll say the second one, given our current no load shedding schedule, which we're not sure how long will last, because of these four-way stops, of these traffic lights being off, stop at those four-way stops. You'll be in amaze how many accidents we have picked up of late across the industry because people are not stopping at those four-way stops.
Yeah.
And so accidents are happening there. And the reality is that if you don't obey that, it means you've broken a traffic rule. And a lot of the times, you'll find yourself in a place where your insurer is actually rejecting your claim because you just didn't follow a simple traffic rule. So that those are the two I would say. If you can make those little changes to your driving habits every day, you'll have peace of mind when it comes to a claim.
That's what we want, peace of mind when it comes to a claim. Nkazi, thank you so much for your time. That is Nkazi Sokhulu, who is the CEO of Old Mutual iWise, giving us some perspective in terms of understanding the nuances of insurance in order to make sure that you are empowered, especially when it comes to understanding the consequences of not keeping up with your premiums and the impact that can have on you. So thank you so much for joining us.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.